middle, and that lane has fallen back into three-wide battle for position number six.
Bottom lane starting to fall apart as the top lane starts to roll, but now the middle starts to develop with Brad Keselowski in that third position. They're three-wide from third on back. Battle for the lead, though. Here comes Mike McDowell to the outside.
McDowell on that outside lane. Now go back to the middle. Drifts the car back high again. Josh Berry downstairs. McDowell topside. Behind that duo, they are three wide the majority of the field.
Elbow to elbow back three, four, five, six rows deep. The battle for the lead now belongs to Josh Berry. He powers through in the bottom of the racetrack. Here comes Keselowski shoehorning his way up the middle looking for second place.
It's a lot of blue ovals at the front of this field. William Byron, the first Chevrolet, trying to steal some of that thunder. William will now lead the bottom of the racetrack with Kyle Larson right there. Berry changes lanes, goes topside. Here comes Keselowski up the gun.
Keselowski took advantage of Josh Berry going top shelf. He goes right around the double yellow line. Here comes William Byron in tow as Brad Keselowski leads him off four this time.
Guys, I tell you what, it's so fun to watch them run three wide around this racetrack. But I'll tell you what, as soon as those tires start to wear, we talk about it all the time around lap 25, be looking for these cars to start slipping and sliding a little bit. That's when this three-wide racing will break up a little bit, and it'll probably fall back to two-wide, Alex. Seems like it happens all the time.
You're right about that. We fully expect that because of the handling that does, in fact, come into play as this surface is beginning to age.
Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Just underway here in Daytona, live on the Motor Racing Network. We are 10 laps complete, and it is on hot and heavy from the front of the field to the back. Two and three wide racing in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona. Currently, it's Brad Keselowski, Josh Berry, Michael McDowell, Joey Logano, and William Byron. That is your top five.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow on his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
10 down, a long way to go. Last lap separated first to last by less than 3 seconds. They're three wide again for the lead. Brad Keselowski racing to the inside of teammates, Front Row Motorsports, Todd Gilliland, and a Michael McDowell from Daytona International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
three wide, eight rows deep. Josh Berry currently at the front of the field. It is Daytona under the lights. Alex Hayden, it's what we expected to see, and it has not disappointed.
Not one bit, as the fans, not many of them are set back down after the green flag went in the air as they come back to the start-finish line. Lap number 13 goes on the board, gives us 22 to go here in the opening stage. Dave, here they go again, mixing it up at the front of the field.
Nothing short of spectacular. Front, middle, back of the pack. The battle is on for the lead. Josh Berry's got the middle lane of the racetrack. Down low is William Byron. Outside line trying to regroup, led by Michael McDowell.
Not for long, because Berry will change lanes. He'll go to the outside of the racetrack and block off the advance there and get drafting help at the same time. Michael McDowell helps shove Josh Berry back to the lead.
Outside lane beginning to surge forward, but Joey Logano has help from Brad Keselowski. Now to the middle. Race leader Josh Berry will take Michael McDowell, your race leader, in the middle lane this time off four.
Only 15 laps in, and who says you can't pass at Daytona? Eric Jones is up 25 positions. Christopher Bell up 16. Corey LaJoie and BJ McLeod up 10. And Ryan Preece, Chase Briscoe, and Noah Gregson, the teammates, Alex Hayden, going the wrong way.
Yeah, they're down 35 positions, 28 and 18. But, you know, that very well may be by design, given the fact that they all are teammates. They had great fast race cars in practice, or I should say in qualifying, not practice.
15 laps in. Let's give you a quick look at how they are running, presented by Hands Free, Skechers, slip-ins. No bending down, no touching your shoes. Just step in and go with Hands Free, Skechers, slip-ins.
Keep in mind that they are knotted together, two and three wide all the way around. The leaderboard will continue to shuffle as we give you this rundown. Out front, it is Joey Logano showing the way at the moment. Then behind Logano, as they make their way back into turn one, Logano is the race leader. Being scored second is Michael McDowell. Brad Keselowski is third. Josh Berry goes fourth and Todd Gilliland fifth. William Byron is sixth. Austin Cindric is seventh. Eighth is Austin Dillon. Ninth, Chris Buescher. And 10th is Kyle Larson.
Why don't we take you through the top 20 at least here. Running 11th at the moment, Ryan Blaney, Daniel Suarez, Kyle Busch 13th. Christopher Bell, Bubba Wallace make up the top 15. Then it's Ross Chastain, Eric Jones, Ty Gibbs, Denny Hamlin, and Daniel Hemric. And that is the top 20 here. Now 16 laps complete.
And Joey Logano has the field at bay for the moment. Michael McDowell right on his bumper. Brad Keselowski tries to tuck in right there in position number three. Rusty, you mentioned how about lap 25, these tires will begin to wear somewhat. It's hard to imagine when you race here at Daytona that handling comes into play.
It really does come into play a lot here. I mean, this track is tighter than its sister track, say Talladega, Alabama, which a lot of people talk about. That's a 2.66-mile racetrack, a little more room. But here at Daytona, it's tighter, and when the tires start to wear, you start slipping and sliding. The handling does go away. Now, one thing that might make these cars go a little longer, we're in darkness right now. It's cooled down. That makes the car have much better grip. But I still think around 25, that's when they're going to start breaking apart.
Right now, the top 26 cars all running right together. Joey Logano across the line as the race leader. Lap 17, Dave, they're headed your way.
He continues to show the way, but it's not through any lack of effort from Todd Gilliland, from Michael McDowell, from a number of others, including Josh Berry. Right now, it's Berry shoving Logano out of two.
And those two cars are free and clear of the double wide and three wide racing. Berry goes up. Logano goes up. Now they're back to the bottom. Now they're in the middle. Very aggressive in the early going. And here comes the outside lane with a run.
Logano chooses the bottom. That opens the door for Todd Gilliland to take it three wide for the race lead here at Daytona. Michael McDowell in tow, but Josh Berry's in the middle, and Logano's still on the bottom.
Cars are stable, three wide, about eight, nine rows deep. Back to the start-finish line. Flashes go off from the fans in the grandstands as this grand scene at the World Center of Racing plays out.
Here they come into turn number one. It's still Joey Logano by almost a car length, but here comes the outside lane. Todd Gilliland flying in the green and white pickle car. He is dead even now in the outside lane. Logano down low, up high to challenge.
The inside line is beginning to inch forward. The middle lane led by Josh Berry starting to backdrop just a little bit. Todd Gilliland trying to regain some lost ground as Logano will power through with a lead down low.
He's got Ryan Blaney tucked up right behind him there to give him a shove into turn number three as Logano will have a nose advantage on the bottom. But here comes Josh Berry. That middle line starting to surge again.
What a spectacle we have here tonight at Daytona early in. But what a race they are putting on. Josh Berry in the middle, out front to the inside. Logano out front to the outside. Todd Gilliland.
Gilliland's got a good head of steam in that outside lane, and for the moment it'll push him to the lead. But back comes Joey, thundering down to the inside line, hugging that double yellow line. Logano back to the lead in two.
And he's out front all by himself on the inside lane of the racetrack. That'll quickly change as the field makes its way up the Daytona Super Stretch. Now the outside lane kicks in. Gilliland to the lead. It's McDowell to second, three wide for third.
That train on the top side starting to roll with the two front row motorsports cars at the front of the field, but here comes Josh Berry again through the middle. Joey Logano gets a big shove from Ryan Blaney off the corner on the bottom.
Not going to be enough, however. Outside lane will continue to roll. Top side, that is going to be Todd Gilliland showing the way. His teammate Michael McDowell latched to his back bumper. Everybody else stacks up three wide.
They are three deep for third, fourth, and fifth position. Keselowski's got the top of the racetrack. Joey Logano glued to the bottom. Stuck in the middle right now like the meat of a sandwich is Josh Berry.
A lot of these drivers hoping that Rusty Wallace was correct in that lap 25 mark when this pack would break up. This pack has been locked together since the dropping of the green flag. And right now it's led by Todd Gilliland.
Masterful shove by Ryan Blaney on the bottom lane to Joey Logano. Propels Logano forward. He pulls up to the door of race leader Todd Gilliland, but he'll stall out as Gilliland gets a huge shove by Michael McDowell.
And behind Michael McDowell, you've got Brad Keselowski. Then you've got Austin Cindric and Austin Dillon. That's the outside lane. The inside lane, David, is a pair of Team Penske Ford Mustangs.
Trying to make some ground right now after dropping back. Joey Logano does into a side-by-side battle for the number three position. Front of the pack, the front row motorsports teammates living up to their name. They were on one and two, led by Gilliland.
Behind them, Logano and Keselowski are side-by-side, three wide behind them. That changes now as Keselowski starts to drag that middle lane to the front. Here comes Brad, drafting help from Josh Berry, three wide for the lead.
Three wide for second as Joey Logano gets a full head of steam into turn three on the bottom. He's out by his lonesome self. He'll now move off the bottom and protect Brad, who's coming up the middle lane.
Everybody getting good drafts from the bottom to the middle to the top. They continue to go wheel to wheel all the way around in this draft. Up front, however, it's Joey Logano as we're down to 14 laps to go in stage number one.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you got the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Sun about as low as it can be on the horizon as this track is illuminated with the Musco lighting, and Joey Logano continues to be the car that had been up front, but the outside lane again gets a big push. Todd Gilliland will go back to the top. Gilliland led 16 laps in the Daytona 500 back in February, finds himself leading here in the month of August. From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower.
The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
It's time to make Tallgrass Short of Tractor Central. Save hundreds on select John Deere riding lawnmowers and zero turns. Offers end September 3rd. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Laps down, 10 to go here in the opening stage of the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona. Tackle race day with the great taste of Coke Zero Sugar. Irresistible taste with zero sugar. Is it the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
We have 25 laps complete. We've had 10 different leaders at the start-finish line. Several more all the way around the racetrack. Todd Gilliland, Austin Cindric is a look at your top 10. It's all Fords and Chevrolets. Gilliland, Cindric, Brad Keselowski, Michael McDowell, Josh Berry, top five. Then it's Austin Dillon, William Byron, Joey Logano, eighth, Daniel Suarez, and Ryan Blaney. That is your top 10 on lap number 26.
NASCAR Hall of Famer and our colleague Rusty Wallace said around lap 25, the handling will start to go away on some of these cars. So what are they saying about these race cars as we've completed now 26 laps? Let's take a trip to the pit lane. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Steve Post.
Well, Noah Gregson didn't get to lap 25. You guys had talked about him and some of his Stuart Haas teammates dropping to the top. Race car is not engaged. It feels like it's bouncing around. Drew Blickensderfer is crew chief, a two-time winner here in the Daytona 500. Drew said, just ride it out to the stage break, and we'll start working on it. Brad Gilley, what are you hearing?
Almost the same thing from Chase Briscoe. He's actually not a part of the lead draft right now in that pack that's running three wide. He started losing the handling on his race car about three laps ago. Says the front end just won't engage in turns one and two. They told him to go to the bottom, said that would help his handling. He told Richard Boswell the bottom doesn't help at all. It's much more rough. In complete contrast to that, a teammate of theirs, Josh Berry, leading the race. He is quiet and happy with his race car. Alan, come on. How about you?
Another Stuart Haas racing car having trouble. Ryan Preece started this race in fourth and quickly went toward the back of the field, checking with the team. They said that is not entirely by strategy. Just like you heard with the 10 car of Noah Gregson and Chase Briscoe, handling problems for Ryan Preece, their teammate. The same story. A little bit of chattering, a little bit of feeling that they've never had before at the track like Daytona, or even Ryan Preece questioning, have we changed something? Have we taken a different approach? Waiting on the stage to end so they can make a change.
Six laps to go in this stage, and just as a reminder, we don't expect anybody to pit prior to the green and white checkered flag. Stage points so valuable here tonight in Daytona.
Yeah, they are, Jeff, but you know, by rule, two laps before a stage conclusion, they close pit lane. We heard Brad Gilley allude to the fact that there are two distinct drafting lines now. There's the lead pack, and then there's a big gap before you have another 12 to 15 cars. Those cars, Jeff, it wouldn't surprise me with three to go in a stage that some may peel off the racetrack, because you'll be able to make a green flag stop, get back on the track without losing a lap. The stage will end, everybody else will pit, and they will flip the cycle and then turn themselves into the race leaders.
And right now we have a pack of 26 cars, so everybody outside of 26, 27th on back, could indeed pit with two to go. Let's pick up the leaders off of turn four. Back to the trioval they come, and they are still packed together three wide. Joey Logano on the inside, Brad Keselowski, William Byron, Josh Berry, and Ryan Blaney.
Here they come into turn number one. Joey Logano's on the attack once again. He'll go to the inside on Brad Keselowski. Bradley's in the middle lane. They run two by two now, dead even, door to door for the lead.
Almost leaning on each other. Coming out of two, Keselowski and Logano were. Now Keselowski will swing wide. He's trying to block a couple of advances while Joey Logano gets a huge shove from Ryan Blaney and Kyle Larson down low.
The blue ovals flexing their muscle early here in stage one at Daytona. Joey Logano back to the race lead. Ryan Blaney tucks behind in second on the bottom. Brad Keselowski trying to get a shove from Josh Berry up top.
I tell you what, guys, these tires are holding on much better than I thought they would. I told you, like lap 25, they start falling apart. It hasn't happened that aggressive yet. They're still real tight. You really got to give a good shout-out to Goodyear Tire Rubber Company for developing this super durable tire tonight. It's looking really, really good for Goodyear at the moment, guys.
It really is. They stay double wide at the front of the field. Joey Logano on the bottom. Brad Keselowski topside.
Double wide, two rows deep up front, followed by a pack of three wide racing right behind them. Keselowski leads the outside. Logano leads the inside. Chris Buescher will lead the middle with help from Bubba Wallace.
Chris Buescher trying to get forward through the field here at the end of the stage. He's racing Kyle Larson for fifth, but here comes Brad Keselowski on the outside, and Joey Logano for the race lead.
Joey Logano on the inside, Brad on the outside, then again three wide, several rows deep. Getting down to it now, Dave. Three to go, stage one.
Three laps to go, and a lot of stage points about to go up for grabs. They continue two by two through the first couple of three rows. Then it's three by three back all the way through the tail end of the top 20. Joey Logano shows the way off turn two.
Josh Berry has gotten kicked to the outside. Matter of fact, he leads the third lane in the extreme outside lane, and he's falling out of the top five. Up front, Logano inside. Keselowski outside. Now Logano breaks through again.
Here comes that third lane. Josh Berry gets help from Chris Buescher to the outside. He'll make it three wide for position number four to the outside of William Byron and Kyle Larson.
Trying to climb the leaderboard as points are going to be handed out in two more laps. Back to the start-finish line. Joey Logano up front. He's got Ryan Blaney behind him. Brad Keselowski there in the middle lane. Outside, third lane beginning to roll.
And the challenge is on for the lead. Brad Keselowski inching his way up in that middle groove. Top lane is back around fifth or sixth position, led by Josh Berry. He's going to slide down into the middle groove and pop back up to the outside.
William Byron tried to throw a block there on Berry. Coming out of two, it doesn't work. He's going to still power his way around the outside. Josh Berry will in three.
Pay window starting to open for stage points here at Daytona. Josh Berry looking to get some help moving forward way to the outside here in turns three and four. He's got Chris Buescher as Logano continues to lead.
One to go in stage number one. Drivers like Buescher running ninth, needs points. Bubba Wallace right in the thick of it. He needs points. Joey Logano will lead him back to turn one. Final lap, stage one.
Logano looking to ring the cash register and tally up those 10 points. But here comes Josh Berry all the way up on the safer barrier. Here comes Keselowski smack in the middle. They are three wide for the win in stage one.
Now they will funnel their way onto the Daytona Super Stretch. Logano on the bottom. Keselowski in the middle. Berry topside. Everybody with drafting help. Berry fender out in front. We'll get the heave-ho from Buescher into the lead.
They fan out into turns three and four. Berry back to the bottom to protect the line against Joey Logano. Josh Berry legs it out about a half car length. Battle for second now. Logano and Buescher leading on each other off four.
Green and white checkered flag in the air. Stage number one about to come to an end. Furious racing inside the top 10. Josh Berry will win stage number one of the Coke Zero Sugar 400. What a drive by Josh Berry. Used the draft perfectly. Berry gets the stage win. The rest of the top 10 to get points. Joey Logano second. Chris Buescher third. Austin Cindric fourth. Ryan Blaney fifth. Todd Gilliland was sixth. Brad Keselowski seventh. Michael McDowell was eighth. William Byron ninth. And tenth was Kyle Larson.
And that was Josh Berry's first ever stage win, and it happens here tonight in Daytona. That look at the top 10 from Alex Hayden, presented by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards going to see your favorite team in the playoffs. Progressive cannot guarantee that you can go see your favorite team in the playoffs. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but we cannot guarantee that your favorite team will make the playoffs or even finish with a winning record. They could easily lose more than half their games and finish in the cellar because they stink badly and haven't made the playoffs in years. Savings? Very possible. Playoffs? Highly doubtful. Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states. We cannot be held liable for your favorite team's terrible and frankly embarrassing performances now or ever.
Hey, Dave, we need your truck to help us haul our camping gear.
Sure, but it's not a truck. It's a Traverse.
Introducing the first-ever Chevrolet Traverse Z71. With best-in-class max cargo volume and standard best-in-class 17.7-inch diagonal touchscreen among three-row SUVs, it's the perfect companion on any trip. Make the most out of life's adventures in a Chevy Traverse. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on latest available competitive data, with rear seats folded flat, cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution.
Stage one is done, and we should see everybody making a trip to pit road. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll cover those stops for you. From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
37, as promised, pits are open, and here they come at 55 miles an hour, including Joey Logano.
Joey Logano, the first stall here on pit road. He led a lot of laps in that first stage, but didn't pick the right lane at the end. May have cost him a stage win at the end. Four tires for Joey Logano. And just up ahead of him, Todd Gilliland, great starting position tonight, but describes his car as horrible, especially in traffic. Can't come up on anybody, Steve Post.
A little bit of a tight condition is what Ryan Blaney says. They're going to make a chassis adjustment. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Four tires and Sunoco Fuel for everybody. Michael McDowell in the first pit box. Brad Keselowski in the second pit box. The race off pit road. Joey Logano, Chris Buescher, Austin Cindric. And we have got Josh Berry goes out fourth fastest, Brad.
Josh Berry, stage one winner, comes in. He gets four tires. They waited on fuel. That slowed down his pit stop a little bit. Says he's just trying to learn out there, needs some friends. Daniel Suarez just goes by with a little fire out of the back of his car. For William Byron, he said the middle is good, but his car was getting way loose, especially with someone on the outside.
Well, you mentioned, Brad, the fire under the car of Daniel Suarez. Alan Cavana, what's the story down there?
Yeah, big flames out in the pit box of Daniel Suarez. Running down there to see exactly what happened. Clearly, there was a fuel issue, fire on their car on the pit box. But it also affected Denny Hamlin's pit stop as the 11 car had to back up because of the flames and everything that was going on. Everything's out now. Everything's safe. But affected both the pit stops of Daniel Suarez and Denny Hamlin after they got that fire out in both cars. Out of their pit boxes.
And both are back on the racetrack. 38 laps about to go on the board here in Daytona.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Back at Daytona, Daniel Suarez's car has erupted in the flames. He's just gotten at the pit lane.
Erupted, and they're trying to get him out of the car. He is pulled out of the car and over the pit wall right now. The back of the car is melted. There are firefighter safety crews out here with the extinguishers, 1, 2, 3, 4 of them. Officials trying to point to exactly where the flames are. This is all in the rear of the car. Remember, he left pit road. It looked like it was out, but as they went around the track, the flames just erupted the back of the car. I'm looking at it now. They've got the fire extinguishers on the car. The fire is out, but the the back of the car, this was a red race car. The back of it is completely black now, charred, melted. That's how big these flames are. Again, Daniel Suarez out of the car, pulled to safety. Right now, the only people on pit road are safety officials, firefighter types with their fire extinguishers. They're taking a look, trying to make sure the final flames are out. But again, all it is, the char back of the car and the foam from the fire extinguisher, the wrecker on there right now trying to get this car off pit road.
And Mike Bagley down the back straightaway, 70 miles an hour in front of you, and you saw the flames billowing from his race car.
Yeah, it started to really pick up when he got off the end of the back straightaway. He was on the apron of the racetrack. He quickly changed lanes and started to bypass cars, and then obviously cutting that car to the bottom to get to pit road. But those flames began to intensify and then obviously reached peak flame when he got back to the pit lane.
Daniel Suarez was able to get out of the race car with the assistance of the team. He has been standing there basically in disbelief, and everybody's kind of scratching their heads down there to try to figure out exactly what went wrong. From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Daniel Suarez did get out of the burning race car, and the safety team have hooked that charred Chevrolet up to the wrecker, and they will drag it back to the NASCAR Cup Series garage. Scary scene down there on the pit lane with the fire from Daniel Suarez.
Well, that's one thing you just never want to see. And, Rusty, you've been around this sport a long, long time. You've seen crashes, hard crashes, this, that, flips. You've been in them. But when you hear the word in your ears, you're on fire, that just takes it to a whole different level, doesn't it?
Absolutely. When you can see it in your mirror, you can smell it, and you're choking inside the car, it gets you nervous. It's happened to me one time in Michigan when I blew a motor, and I didn't like that one at all. But for Suarez, that was a tough deal right there. You could tell something when he finally stopped in pit road, it really lit up. So I'm not speculating, but maybe I am. Maybe it's a loose fuel line or something come loose, a fill hose in the back, because it was a lot of fire, guys.
It really was. As the field comes down to the line, Chief starter Brett Dalton gives us the one to go, and we'll go back green flag racing. That means the drivers choose what lane they want to restart in. Joey Logano has first choice to go to the top side of the racetrack. Chris Buescher goes to the bottom, and then Jeff, the next three commit to the outside lane.
So he's got his teammate behind him, Joey Logano does, in Austin Cindric. They go to the outside lane for the restart. And a number of drivers, postman, say, you know what, one more time for Sunoco Fuel.
Fuel is so critical, and getting as much in the race car as you can. Looks like Chase Briscoe was in getting fuel that time. Noah Gregson is in getting fuel. There goes Ian Smith, BJ McLeod. Fuel is everything, and this stop will make the stop in the middle of stage number two just a little bit shorter for these teams.
That is key, to try to minimize the amount of time on the pit lane, especially when they're traveling nearly one length of a football field per second here at Daytona International Speedway as the field bunches up two by two behind the pace car. It was a thrilling opening stage of the race. Jeff Striegel, based off of what all we heard in the garage area, there is now the opportunity to see how this second stage is going to play out with now 54 to go in the stage.
Yeah, just remember, we were running laps at 192 miles an hour. We do expect to see that speed come down just a little bit. By the way, 15 lead changes already as we get ready to go back under the green flag, stage number two. We've got a Geico restart coming up. Presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Field is lined up 2x2 out in turn number 4 in front of Chris Wilner.
Chris Buescher opting to restart on the bottom with Joey Logano to the outside, but keep an eye, the Toyotas that have appeared with Bubba Wallace in row 3.
So stage 1 is complete. Time to turn them loose here in stage number 2. All eyes on the flag stand, all eyes on the front row where Joey Logano makes his way through the Geico restart zone. Green lights go on. Joey Logano on the outside. Chris Buescher on the inside. Behind him, it's Ross Chastain. Behind Logano, he's got his teammate there.
Teammates are a wonderful thing on a restart. They can give you a kick in the caboose and push you to the lead. That's exactly what has happened for Joey Logano. Although the battle coming back on the inside is Chris Buescher. He's got drafting help from Ross Chastain.
Right now off turn number 2, Chris Buescher leads that inside line. Ross Chastain with him. Remember, these drivers are on the cut line trying to make the playoffs. They lead that inside line, and right now they are by themselves with a car length separation down low.
Buescher gets a big shove from Ross Chastain this time into turn number 3. He's going to pull even with Cindric on the bottom here for position number 2, but Joey Logano will lead him all 4 on the high lane.
He does Logano on that outside lane, leaves the bottom wide open. If Chris Buescher can get a little extra shove from Ross Chastain, Buescher could be right there to challenge for the top spot. Chastain continues to push for all he's worth.
Joey Logano with a rare bit of elbow room. It's not going to last long. Back comes Buescher. Big shove from Chastain. Top 6 are now nose to tail. Make it the top 8. 2 abreast to the back straightaway.
Things have settled down a bit in the front. There's no 3 wide racing. Only 4 rows, that is, of double wide racing. And that's all gathered at the front. Right now, Logano will get the shove back to the lead. Compliments of Austin Cindric.
Fords on the front row here at Daytona with Chris Buescher going wheel to wheel with Joey Logano. Buescher on the bottom, Logano on top, but Logano's line on top got a lot more momentum.
Well, what would it look like if you just lined up the pace car and took him around the racetrack at 190 miles an hour? It would look like what we see right now, 2x2. Now they're breaking out 3 wide. A little bit further back, Alex Hayden, Joey Logano, Chris Buescher, Austin Cindric, Ross Chastain. Let's stop there. Chastain is one of those drivers that has to come out of Daytona saying, I had a very good night.
He does. Ideally, a win here at Daytona to go ahead and lock himself into the playoffs. If he can't do that, get as many points as he possibly can. Let's hear from Daniel Suarez with Alan Cavana.
Daniel Suarez is safe after that fiery pit road incident. You said you couldn't see it, but you felt it. What happened in the car?
Well, it was a very unfortunate thing because, you know, we were already doing our stop. And every single time that we do a pit stop, you know, we drop a little bit of fuel. That's completely normal. It was very unfortunate because 11 was behind me. He was ready to go, and the 21 was in front of me. He was after myself, and I kind of got boxed in, and then the exhaust of the 11 fired up the little fuel I dropped, and that caught in the back of my car where the fuel cell is. And then after that, you know, I was trying to shut off the fire, but I couldn't see it. I can feel it, but I couldn't see it because I don't have a rearview mirror anymore. I only run my camera, and the camera is in the rear bumper, so I couldn't see anything. But it was very unfortunate. Obviously, this is not what we wanted to do today.
But you're all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just a little heartbroken.
Daniel Suarez, scary scene down here on pit road. Good to see he's okay.
Yeah, it was just one of those crazy things that happens on pit road where the fuel that comes out of the can, because they top these fuel cells off, every pit stop, just about every car, they spill a little fuel. To what Daniel's point being is Denny Hamlin, everybody got boxed in because of Harrison Burton coming in after they did. Not by fault of Burton, but it's just one of those racing things. And the heat, the extreme heat off the Denny Hamlin exhaust ignited the fuel on the ground and set the car on fire. I want to touch on what he said, too. He does not run the rearview mirror. That doesn't mean he doesn't have one. The teams have an option to run a regular standard rearview mirror in the cockpit or a digital mirror, which is a camera on the back of the race car where they look back and have real-time digital screen inside the car as a mirror. They can run one or the other or both of them in there. Suarez did not run the regular mirror, ran the digital one only, and he said he couldn't quite see everything that was going on. Rusty didn't realize how bad it really was.
Yeah, it's unreal that he only runs one mirror. I think you can run both if you want, but the mirror, the standard mirror that everybody's been running for a long time,
mounts inside the car, and as a driver, when you look up, you look out the back window, but the digital camera doesn't mount there. It mounts in different locations that he can't look out the back window, so that's what got him confused. He couldn't see the fire. He just felt that's all he could do.
You know, we mentioned just a moment ago, Rusty, that Ross Chastain needed points coming out of Daytona. Another driver that needs every point he can get is Bubba Wallace off turn number four at Daytona. New race leader, it is Bubba Wallace on lap number 47. It is Bubba Wallace leading as he comes across the line over Chris Buescher, Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, and Austin Dillon. Time now for a mid-race update brought to you by Pfizer.
As we continue to run under the green flag, 47 laps complete of the scheduled 160 in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 here at Daytona. We've had 16 official lead changes at the start-finish line among eight different drivers. Joey Logano's led the most laps tonight. He's led 19 circuits. Josh Berry has led 9. Michael McDowell and Todd Gilliland both have led 5 trips. We've been slowed by caution just one time tonight, and that was for the conclusion of stage number 1, in which Josh Berry got the stage win, his first of his career.
And that voice belongs to Alex Hayden. My name is Jeff Striegel, joined topside by NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace in the turns tonight, and they have had their hands full. Mike Bagley on the end of the back straightaway, Dave Moody outside turn 2, Chris Wilner outside 4 on pit road. It is Steve Post, Brad Gilley, and Alan Kavanagh. Right now we are working lap number 48, 49 next time by. It was Chris Buescher and Bubba Wallace at the line. Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano, 3-4. Chase Briscoe, 5. Ross Chastain running 6th in front of Austin Dillon. Daniel Hemric is up to position number 8. He's running in front of Kyle Larson, and Josh Berry makes up the top 10. The Coke Zero Sugar 400. At Daytona.
We want to welcome Al Rondon, the director, sports marketing and entertainment for Coca-Cola. Good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm excellent. Thank you. I'm honored and excited to be here. We are such a proud partner of NASCAR. We have been for 26 years. And I tell you, this tonight is magical. The weather, the excitement, the energy with the fans, I'm thrilled.
You mentioned 26 years being a proud partner, and we can't thank you and your team enough for that. But give us some highlights from what's been going on this weekend and more broadly, Coca-Cola's partnership with NASCAR.
Sure. Well, we love having an entitlement race. So putting Coke Zero Sugar on this historic and race at an iconic track is certainly an honor. We had the opportunity to sample our Coke Zero Sugar to all the hot and thirsty fans today. We had a lot of excitement. A lot of our partners, our Coca-Cola partners, like Raising Cane's and Wawa in our footprint too, also to engage with our fans. So we have a lot going on. Obviously, we had the Coke Zero Sugar primary paint scheme on the 99 car. Hate to see that car is out of the race, but trust me, it looked beautiful.
It did. It really did before the fire there on the back end of the car for Daniel Suarez. Now, what about Daniel that made you say, okay, you and your team at Coke Zero Sugar to say, Daniel Suarez, this is the driver, this is the team, this is the car we want to put Coke Zero Sugar on?
Well, Daniel, he really serves as such a great ambassador, not only for this sport, but for all of our brands. And we have been with him along his journey. We're so proud to be with him during his 2 victories. And certainly we're going to cheer him on through the playoffs.
Absolutely. But unfortunately, with Daniel being on the sideline right now out of the race, do you have a favorite for the rest of this ring?
Listen, we love our Coca-Cola Racing family. So asking me that is like asking me who my favorite child is. But I will tell you, I do like seeing the number 22 up front. And certainly we want to have that great momentum going into the playoffs.
That being Joey Logano, member of the Coca-Cola family of drivers. Al Rondon, Director of Sports Marketing and Entertainment for Coca-Cola, thank you again to you and your entire team for a perfect night to go racing.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Absolutely right. Coke Zero Sugar 400 right now going on at Daytona.
And your driver right now is running 2nd. That's Joey Logano. He is running right behind Bubba Wallace, who leads him across the line. Buescher by inches now, edging out Joey Logano for 2nd. Logano goes 3rd. Brad Keselowski 4th. Chase Briscoe is 5th. 52 laps complete in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
53 laps, 20 different lead changes right here at the start-finish line only. Bubba Wallace is out front of a couple of Ford Mustangs. Chris Buescher and Joey Logano racing side-by-side. Then two more Ford Mustangs in Brad Keselowski and Austin Cindric. Back to the track we go when we come back from Daytona International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
You'll find legendary John Deere quality and save thousands on new full-size John Deere Gators now through September 3rd at Tractor Central. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Just completed lap 55. We'll take you to lap 95 before we see the green and white checkered flag. By the way, a new name in the top 10. It's the Wood Brothers Ford Mustang, driven by Harrison Burton. He right now is running in position number 10 out front. And let's get you back to the track and racing around Daytona. It's Bubba Wallace, Buescher, Logano, Keselowski, Austin Cindric, top five.
Bubba Wallace always so strong here at the World Center of Racing. He's come close to victory lane in the past, hasn't been able to crack the code at least yet. He could use it and use it badly here tonight, but he's got to do some chasing right now. He's got them all in the rear view.
Single file and double wide racing. The first three wide action is led by Corey LaJoie on the bottom. It's up to a three wide battle for 12. Up front, it's all Bubba Wallace and Joey Logano.
Bubba Wallace has made that Toyota three lanes wide the last four or five laps. He now goes to the top to protect from Joey Logano. That leaves the bottom side open from Chris Buescher. Buescher, not enough help this time on four.
Two wide behind race leader coming back to the line. Bubba Wallace continues to be the driver out front. Chris Buescher, Joey Logano side by side. Rest of the field double and now three wide beginning to break out against the safer barrier.
Yeah, they've got a third lane beginning to energize up high. Gilliland was the first man. Now Joey Logano, Austin Cindric all slide up in front of him to shut off that advance off turn two.
Now the front four have broken free. Now make that the front three have broken free of the rest of the pack. Led by Bubba Wallace. Right behind him, Chris Buescher. Here comes Brad Keselowski. And they stack up from Logano in fourth on back.
Yeah, because now the top five have moved to the top side of the racetrack, opening the door for Ross Chastain. Chastain, the first car down low, about fourth in the running order as Bubba Wallace leads the train off the top.
Last time by the start-finish line, the top 25 cars separated by less than 1 second. They're running nose to tail and three wide, led by Bubba Wallace back to the corner.
And a lot of those top 25 cars separated by less than a foot in terms of actual space. outside line for the moment holds sway. Top four all run up there next to the safer barrier. First man down low is Ross Chastain.
He is digging hard, coming out of turn number two, bottom of the racetrack. Now he'll slide to the middle reaches of the racetrack. Halfway down the back straightaway, Ross Chastain will now fall into a side-by-side battle for six.
Yeah, put the parachute on was Ross Chastain. He's going to now side-draft Josh Berry for that position number six. But now the bottom is going to open up, leaving Chastain caught in the middle.
He is, but he does have drafting help and plenty of it. A good 12, 13 cars strong in that middle lane. The bottom side is the one that is lacking in numbers. Shane Van Gisbergen is leading that inside lane, but there's only three cars there.
SVG trying to rally the troops, but there's not much rallying going on. Just three machines down low. They're holding their own at least for the moment as they move underneath that middle lane led by Chastain.
The front six are in single file formation at the top of the racetrack. First side-by-side battle. Oh, look out! Ross Chastain's in the wall. He'll get turned around. Half the pack is flying apart on the back straightaway. Ross Chastain is involved. You've got Christopher Bell, Corey LaJoy, Noah Gregson, Denny Hamlin gets a piece of it. Martin Truex Jr., Eric Jones, Kyle Larson, Alex Bowman, all spinning down the back straightaway as trouble breaks out mid-pack on the Daytona Superstretch.
And the caution flag comes out for only the second time here tonight. It will wave on lap 59. Here's the one thing about Daytona. You heard from Dave Mooney just a moment ago say they were racing just a foot apart from one another. 25 cars covered in a matter of 1 second. When somebody makes a mistake, Mike Bagley, it happens in a hurry, and it's usually big.
And it's costly right now. For some that didn't need it, those drivers in win-to-get-in situations, Ross Chastain on the bubble coming in, he got collected in this. Right now, everybody has left the accident scene. That motor you hear behind me is Denny Hamlin, who was just trying to get that Toyota turned around, but he has got damage on the right front and the back. But all focus is at Corey LaJoy, who spun to the bottom of the racetrack. Safety crews are on the scene, and they tend to Corey. So Hamlin and LaJoy, the only two left over here on the back straightaway.
Well, that was a tough break there, especially for Ross Chastain that was trying to get all he can tonight. But the car is still rolling, and it's on the pit lane right now.
All right, we'll cover that stop. Alan Cabana.
Yeah, we're down. I was just looking at the damage down here. There was a lot of focus on the right side. Now they're back on the left side of Ross Chastain's car. They've got that saw out because they have the left front off. They're trying to assess the damage, and they're really just trying to make sure the tires are clear so they can buy themselves some time and get the car back out. But right now they're trying to pry everything away. They got a pry bar out there, really working on the left front. Got the bear bond out. They're just trying to assess everything at the moment, again, to try to buy themselves some time, come back around and fix it even further.
The list of cars torn up is growing, and my list may be a little bit different than what Alex has. Martin Truex Jr., Eric Jones, Kyle Larson, Alex Bowman, Christopher Bell, Corey LaJoy, Noah Gregson, Denny Hamlin, Austin Hill, William Byron, Ty Gibbs, Ross Chastain, Ryan Preece.
Add Chase Elliott to it. He's on the pit lane in front of Steve Post.
Yeah, Chase Elliott, a lot of damage on the right side of the Napa car. We've got another fire. We've got Eric Jones' car right here at the end of pit road is on fire. Fire's coming out of the fuel filler. Fire's coming out from under the Family Dollar car as he sits here on the pit road. Now he gasses it up. That fire has gone out as he rolls onto the front stretch. So a second fire, Eric Jones. He might have even beat the pace car. How about that? What an accomplishment there. Back to the Chase Elliott car. A lot of damage on the right side, specifically the right front. Alan Gustafson and the crew brought him down. They took a look at it. They worked on it. They'll probably bring him down another time and again. Brad Gilley.
William Byron in for the second time. They came in, changed four tires, topped them off with Sunoco race fuel. They had to actually reattach the rear diffuser flap. It's down again the second time they come in. He's got a little bit of front end damage. Martin Truex Jr., much worse. He came in. I could actually see the right rear when he turned into his pit box. It wasn't pointed straight. It was actually pointed out. So it's going to be some bigger rear suspension issues for Martin Truex Jr.
Now, Denny Hamlin can't even get back to pit road. We got a lot to cover, a lot of stories to tell. After we take this break, we're under caution. The big one broke out on the back straightaway on lap number 61.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR Trax. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fan rewards.
Not involved in your top five at the moment, Bubba Wallace, Chris Buescher, Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, Austin Cindric. That's your top five. A number of cars were involved. We'll reset it when we come back from Daytona International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operations, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Chase Elliott is taking the Napa Chevrolet straight to the garage. We'll recap the cars involved in a moment. A number of cars still sit on the back straightaway. Mike Bagley among them, a couple of heavy hitters.
Yeah, Denny Hamlin, number one, has had a devil of a time trying to get that FedEx Toyota moving. He did everything possible. They tried to push him, but he was unable to move. He has climbed from his Toyota. He is in the ambulance. He is headed to the infield care center. Corey LaJoy is still in his car, and they are towing him back to the pits. And now, one other. Noah Gregson's car has obviously been removed as well. That came to rest over in the middle of turns 3 and 4. Outside of that, we are almost buttoned up and ready to go over here at the end of the backstretch.
Pit lane is open. Joey Logano, Todd Gilliland top it off with Sunoco Fuel. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Harrison Burton do the same. Steve Post.
Brad Keselowski's in. This is going to be a fuel-only stop. Fuel-only. Chris Buescher wins the battle off from pit road. Joey Logano, Bubba Wallace. Go out next, Brad Keselowski, Bubba Wallace, and Josh Berry, your front five. Fuel only, and this takes all strategy out of this stage. They can make it to the end of stage number two. Brad Gilley?
Fuel only on my end of pit road for Josh Berry and Austin Cindric. Right now, Ty Gibbs is in. They're actually doing a four-tire service on his car. William Byron back in right now. They've got some front-end repairs. Byron said there were no rubs on his race car, so that's a good thing. And Martin Truex Jr., I mentioned he had some right rear suspension damage. They appear to have that fixed, and they have sent him back out.
Carson Hocevar pitted on lap number 40. We are working lap number 63. Hocevar did not pit. He's the only driver that did not pit. He's the race leader. Bubba Wallace should be second. We'll recap that when they cycle around. We got cars all the way around this racetrack. Let's go back and revisit the cars that were involved, and then we're going to get Rusty. You're going to break it all down for us based on what you saw. cars involved in the accident are, Alex Hayden.
Well, some form or fashion, Corey LaJoy, Denny Hamlin, Noah Gregson, John Hunter Nemechek, Ross Chastain, William Byron, Austin Hill, Kyle Larson, Eric Jones, Alex Bowman, Daniel Hemric involved, Martin Truex Jr., Chase Elliott, and Ty Gibbs. The last count that I came up with, Rusty Wallace, you've had multiple opportunities and different angles via virtue of NASCAR TV to see exactly what happened. What do you see?
Yeah, I looked at several replays, no doubt about that. And for whatever reason, the number one car, Ross Chastain, lost his momentum while he was in the middle lane coming down the straightaway there. And he just looked like he throttled back. And when that happened, Noah Gregson was right there, hit him, had to get real close to him, didn't hit him, but he even got out of the gas. But what happened then is the seven car, Corey LaJoy, got into the back of Noah Gregson because of the number one slowing down. And that started the entire melee. It was just a chain reaction when the number one car of Chastain had a throttle back, guys.
All right. Thank you, Rusty. Carson Hocevar, by the way, has just pitted. So we mentioned he stayed on the racetrack. He has now come to pit road. Where do you want to start? We do have a damaged vehicle policy clock running on Ryan Preece.
It's run out. Ryan Preece will officially be out of the race by rule with the damaged vehicle policy clock has expired.
All right, so we'll get back under the green flag. We got cleanup to do, we got cars to rebuild, and we've got a race to run right now, 64 laps complete.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's Nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's. To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service.